Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Growing heifers intended as beef herd replacement females need their nutritional needs met. Typically, the goal is for these heifers to reach puberty by the time they are a yearling. Research shows that this is a goal that's reasonable with a good nutritional plan. For spring calving herds grazing dormant grass or corn stalks in the winter, supplementation may be needed for optimal growth. January is a great time to assess the condition of the replacement females and plan for any gain needed for breeding in late spring. If you determine that the replacement heifers need condition, take the amount of gain needed divided by the number of days left until breeding. For most heifers, this will be about 1 or 2 pounds per day. Heifers that will weigh 1,200 to 1,300 pounds when they're mature will typically reach puberty by the time they weigh 750 to 850 pounds. Using scales is the most exact way to get weights and to accurately create a nutritional plan. Eyeballing weight is a slippery slope that can be less than precise. Weight can be estimated by loading a group on the trailer and driving them across a scale to give you an idea of the average weight of the group. As with any scenario, there is a level of too much or too little. If heifers end up losing weight for any reason, such as sickness or lack of a high nutrient diet, the age of puberty can be altered. On the other hand, overfed heifers will accumulate fat in the udder that will inhibit milk production as a first calf heifer or mature cow. If you're working with a large group of heifers, multiple feeding groups will allow for targeted nutritional inputs. Minerals and vitamins are important for reproductive success. Pay special attention to salt because feedstuffs don't normally meet the requirements for sodium and calcium. Other macro minerals are magnesium, potassium, chlorine, and sulfur. These may or may not need to be added to the diet depending on their concentrations in the forage, supplements, or water. At the same time, it's important to remember that feeding excessive minerals can be costly and negatively impact reproduction. Required trace minerals include copper, cobalt, iodine, iron, manganese, and zinc. Growth and reproductive performance can be hindered if these are not in the diet or if other minerals affect their availability. Most of the required vitamins are synthesized or are already in common feed ingredients and don't need to be added to the diet, with the exception of vitamin A. You may need to add vitamin A when heifers are grazing low quality forage or crop residue. Aside from nutritional development, there are other factors to consider when developing replacement heifers. About a month before breeding, add to your calendar some management duties. To aid in a successful heifer breeding program, pelvic area measurements and reproductive tract scores are helpful. Of course, the vaccination and parasite control program are important for all classes of breeding livestock. For more information on growing replacement heifers, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.